During the Vashot Aran, we're up to page Tzadi Tet in the Mahon Shalem edition, page Resh Chaf Gimel in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. And the Ran had been developing the idea that the whole concept of tshuva is a gift. In truth, how could you ever make it up to Hashem? Hashem says, I volunteered to love you. I'm interested. I want this relationship. I'm willing to go above and beyond. And I'm willing to let you come back. I'm willing to let you do tshuva. And then the prophet goes on to say, who is so smart, who has so much understanding to know that ki yesharim darchei Hashem, that God's ways are straight, and the righteous stride straight through Hashem's path, and those that are rebellious, they stumble there. So we have to understand, what's the connection between the previous pasuk and this one? Beforehand, the Navi was describing how much I really owe Hashem in order to do tshuva. And now the Navi suddenly says, who can understand that Hashem's ways are so straight? What's the connection here? The way to understand it is the way I explained until now. כי מה שהזמין לנו השם יתברך דרכי התשובה הוא טוב לטובים ומכשול לרעים. The fact that tshuva is ever present and available is a gift for those who take advantage of it. But it's a detriment to those who do not. Because ultimately Hashem comes back and asks them, why didn't you just make amends? You know, it's like when you have tax season. And then they did this in Israel, they did it in the U.S. You suddenly get a radio announcement. The IRS is giving amnesty this week. Anyone who wants can come forward and pay up all the taxes they cheated on until now and not suffer any fines. So some people do, because everyone knows that if you don't take advantage of that period of amnesty, so then afterwards the judge is going to be much harsher. He's going to say you had an opportunity. It's not just the past, it's the fact that you didn't make up for it last week. Hashem says the same thing. So the Ran had said the idea of tshuva, the idea that teshuva is so readily available, is a gift for those that go in the way of Hashem, but it's also a stumbling block for those who do not. That's what the Navi then says. Ki yesharim darchei Hashem. Hashem's ways are straight. Rotze lomar, ki darkei Hashem itbarach hem yesharim, en behem rechasim ha-kalkalot. Hashem's ways have no crookedness in them. Vadrachim ha-yesharim en toch ba-alichatam klan. You guys probably noticed there's a big difference between Jerusalem and other cities. In Jerusalem, you're always going up. On the way there, you're going uphill. On the way back, you're going uphill. Somehow, you're always going up. You ever notice that? Because Jerusalem is always hills. So you go up this hill, you go down, up that hill. You have to get used to walking up and down. Then you have paths. I was in Chicago. No hills. Flat.
It's the American
way. What? Okay, so a path that's flat, there's no room for stumbling. You can just keep going and going and going. The only time I grew up in upstate New York, the mountains region. So I was used to going up mountains all the time, going up and down, up and down. So this is natural to me. I visited Chicago and suddenly I find that I'm walking without getting tired and I can just keep walking. Yeah, that's the ways of Hashem. Yesharim dachei Hashem. The ways of Hashem are straight. There's nowhere to stumble. They're not difficult to go on. Tzedekim yelchubam. And so the righteous, they just walk down that path. Uposhim yikashlu biyashar dachim alalu. And those that are rebellious, so they stumble because the paths are so straight. Ki tovaya lehem shelo yu adrachim mehem yesharim kasherem. It would be much better for them if it wasn't so straight. Then they'd have some kind of excuse why they didn't do tshuva. When the paths are so straight and so well prepared, so then they have no excuse. They're not taking advantage of the path, so that will come back to haunt them. ולפעמים מתחדשים מקרים בריחוק מקום ובאים הרחוקים כדי שיתעוררו ישראל בתשובה. And sometimes new things happen in the world, and suddenly there's a danger lurking from afar, and that is one of the ways in which Hashem arouses us to do tshuva. person is supposed to be scared. There is an Iranian threat. There is a threat from Lebanon and Syria and Egypt. There is. It's not a joke. It's not a game. They've been amassing weapons up there. They've been amassing weapons on the south. Now, there's a real, ever-present danger. And the Ran says, yes, sometimes Hashem says, I'm going to make it dangerous so that you wake up and do something. That's what the prophet says. Ichati goyim nashamu pinotam, echravti chutzotam mibeli over, natzadu areihem mibeli ish me'en yoshev, amarti achtirai, oti tikhi musar. Hashem says, I destroyed other nations. I left their lands desolate. Their cities are completely ghost towns. And I said, you would look at what happened there and you'd learn your lesson. But when they see a tsunami hit, when they see other people and how swiftly Hashem can bring retribution and people don't take heed, so then Hashem says, okay, so I got to get closer. You have to understand better. Then safek mi shroe kol eilu hatlaot asher hen be'emet hatra'at Hashem yitbarach ve'odeinu machzik bedarko asher darach ba. So whoever sees all these warning signs and doesn't make amends, kemi shover avera ve'kibel alav hatra'a ve'tir atzmo lemita. It's like someone who sinned, he got a warning and basically he said, I don't care. So you got a warning shot and he kept advancing. So what do you want? לכן אין ספק כי בזמנים אלו ראוי לחפש היטב על רפואת הנפש והקדימה על רפואת הגוף. So undoubtedly, says the Ran, at these times, and here the Ran is talking to a congregation. We don't know what was going on in the congregation. Was he talking to a congregation that saw a few miles out the crusaders coming? Was he talking to a congregation where there was a plague, syphilis or typhus or some kind of disease that was killing people? We don't know. We know that he's saying to the people in his speech, at these times, we know there's a danger out there. We don't know what he's talking about. Ra'ui lechapes hitev al refuat ha-nefesh. What's fitting is that a person takes time to look how he should heal his soul, ve'lakdima refuat ha-guf, and be more focused on that than healing his body, which seems to indicate there was some kind of disease going around. Hu she'amar David ha-melech alav ha-shalom, ani amarti Hashem choneni rafa nafshi ki chatati lach. I say to you, Hashem, have pity on me. Heal my soul, for I've sinned to you. Perush, ani becholyei hayiti mitpalel al refuat nafshi. What King David was saying is, when I fell ill, I was praying to heal my soul. I wasn't focused on my body. That's what I was focused on. Not on the body. Anyone who has intelligence realizes, says the Ran, that should be his first focus. Because let's say a person has two conditions. So then the doctors ask, which one should I treat first? So there are three approaches to deciding which illness should be treated first. So the first approach is, hey, if his heart's bleeding, stop the bleeding in the heart. Take care of the clear and present danger first. The second approach says, but wait, maybe his heart's bleeding because he's psychotic and he stabbed himself in the heart. So you got to treat the second thing, which caused the first thing. Hashlishi shu ra'ui lerapot oto shelo yitrapeh chavero kim birafo. And the third approach says, no, there are sometimes two conditions that are connected to one another, and you won't be able to heal one without healing the other. V'chol eilu hashlosha maskimim berfuat hanefesh ve'haguf. And that all three can be applied when it comes to the soul and body, says the Ran. Ken safek shanefesh yoter chazaka hasakana me'haguf. Undoubtedly, the danger to the soul is greater than the body, says the Ran. Ki aguf oved v'nefesh nisheret. Even after the body is gone, the soul remains. V'chen en safek ki choli ha-nefesh siba l'choli aguf. And we believe that a person doesn't become sick for nothing. There's a reason why it happens, so that's connected to his soul. V'chilo yirapeh aguf mibli yirapeh ha-nefesh. So the body isn't going to get better until you fix the soul, says the Ran. So this needs work, because it's not so simple. When a person gets sick, he's supposed to take medication, he's supposed to go to the doctor. We don't say, oh, you got sick, so go to Beis Medrash and do tshuva. You should also do tshuva. but you should also go to the doctor. That the Ran is, maybe the Ran is talking to them when they had some kind of disease that was incurable, or where the cures the doctors had didn't work too much, and it was pretty clear it was all up to Hashem whether a person would live or die. I don't know what situation he was dealing with, but the halacha says that a person who's sick has to go to a doctor. A person can't just say, okay, I'll do tshuva. You should do tshuva. A person should realize that anything that happens is a message, and he has a responsibility to get better, and get better in a spiritual sense too. But not to say, well, my first focus is my soul, because otherwise my body doesn't get any better. We should do both at the same time. But a person does have to go to a doctor, and you see, we desecrate Shabbos in order to save a life. If everything were just soul-oriented, then why desecrate Shabbos? Maybe the guy will die just because he desecrated Shabbos, right? Don't desecrate Shabbos, and if he's meant to live, that merit should keep him alive. We don't say that. We say desecrate Shabbos, do what it takes, keep him alive. Right? And that's the halacha. So, at the same time, we also say, when a person gets ill, or when a person has a medical condition, so the Torah, it's biblical, he has a responsibility to do tshuva, to do tefillah, to focus on how he's supposed to become a better person. But the Ran is taking this a little bit to an extreme, which, again, we don't know what situation he was contending with. So what he said could be very applicable in certain scenarios. If you'd ask me, a person in the time of the Holocaust, so make plans, try to figure out how you can escape. Make plans, try to figure out how to make a rebellion. If you see there's no way you're going to do any of this, that for everything you see, that there's no way out right now, so then, okay, now apply the Ran. Your first thought should be, how do I become a better person? But that's only when you're faced with a scenario where there is no way to save the life right now. But otherwise, I think the Ran can't argue with... The Ran couldn't have meant a person's sick, he has a heart attack. Oh, let's talk to him about tshuva now. That's not what the Ran is talking about. Yeah?
I'm just going to speculate that, depending on when it was written, that he might have been dealing with the Black Plague, which was going around at the time. It was pretty bad. It was a disease. Also, what you said...
White guys in black.
Also, what you said about keeping Shabbos and breaking Shabbos to save a life is, I was in New York, and this cop came up to me, and he was non-Jewish, and he was talking about Judaism. I guess they have a lot of non-Jewish cops surrounding 770 there, because they got problems with the crime. So the guy's like, I really get ticked off the Jews, this and that, and this and that. He's sitting there guarding 770, and he's like, one thing is Shabbos, right? You Jews have Shabbos. He's like, and on Saturday, you can't do all this stuff. He's like, so are you telling me that if one of your own is having a heart attack, you can't even call the doctor or call the ambulance or anything like that? That's what he thought it was, and I was glad I was there to clarify that. No, it's not like that. Judaism is a religion of life. And, listen, if someone's sick enough on Shabbat, if you have to break it to save their life, then we do that. We don't just sit around and watch them die.
Yep. כמו שאמרו רבותינו ז"ל בברכות, שבמקומו של רבי חנינא בן דוסא היה הרוד. The Talmud tells us, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa lived in a town where they had a snake called in Arod. שהיה ממית את הבריות. The snake was killing people. So they came and told Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, this is what's happening. So Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, the Talmud tells us an interesting thing. He went over to the hole where this snake lived, and he put his heel over that hole, unshacho, so the snake came out and bit Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, and the snake dropped dead. And then he picked up the snake and brought him to the academy, and he said to the students, Ru banai, see my children, she'en arod memit. The snake is not what kills a person, elachet memit. It's the sin that kills a person. Okay, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, it says the whole world was sustained in his merit. So on his level, that works. I wouldn't try this at home. You see, his students, who were also Tanaim, top students, they didn't try it. And not only didn't they try it, they went to him and they said, we have a problem, we have a snake that's killing people. So you have huge tzaddikim that come to the world once in a few centuries, and they know on their level that they could do this, okay. but that's the exception. But at any rate, he says, that still teaches us something. The Talmud wrote it, and it teaches us. He named V'ashecholi ha'nefesh siba l'choli ha'guf. So you see, the soul is really the root of the illnesses of the body. V'ch'anefesh ha'briyah titcha ha'sibot ha'mitot kulan. A healthy soul prevents all illnesses. V'mishtavesh adam lomar ki en ze el al rabbi chanina ben doso shakul kmoto. A person will err and say, like I just said, that, okay, that's Rabbi Chanina ben Doso, someone of his caliber. אבל שאר אנשים לא יהיה להם מבוא בזה כלל. So other people have nothing to do with this type of thing. So again, here it's not exactly what I was saying. I was saying Rabbi Chanina ben Doso, that's an extreme example. So he was able to do an extreme thing. He's saying some people will say, okay, so therefore that doesn't illustrate anything, which is not what we said. We said it illustrates something. It's just telling us something that's beyond our level, but it teaches us something. He says, someone might say, okay, Rabbi Chanina ben Doso, a giant like him, but other than that, it doesn't tell us anything. So that we didn't say. But he says, if you would say that, zetut gmura, that's a complete error. Ki b'riyut ha'nefesh v'ri'uta, holchim al derech b'riyut ha'guf v'ri'uto, because the health of the soul is directly connected to the health of the body. וכמו שתראה אנשים רואי הגוף חלושי איברים, כי כל סיבה מזקת להם, גם כי תהיה חלושה יזיקים, כי אין בריאותם דוחה שום סיבה מזקת לחולשתם. Just as you see people, a person has autoimmune disease. Any little cold he has, any little virus could kill him. You have people who are in a weak state, and then anything that happens could be life-threatening. Ken anashim ruei ha'nefesh. The same happens with people whose soul is weak. Lo titchen afsham siba mazeket klal. So their soul can't prevent anything that's harmful. Kmo she'anashim abrim yitche b'riyutam, k'tzat ha'sibot ha'mezekot l'guf kefi yitron b'riyutam. And just as you find healthy people, that when there are colds going around, and viruses going around, they're strong as an ox. Ken anfashot ha'briyot yitchu ha'sibot ha'mezekot kefi yitron b'riyutam. By the same token, a healthy soul also prevents illnesses, keeps a person healthy. And this is also a verse in Mishlei. Lev adam yichalken machaleu. It depends on where your soul is, where your spirit is. A person that's depressed is more apt to catch a fever, to catch a cold, to catch a virus. A person who's thriving and budding, usually he could keep charging. וכמו היחיד אשר הוא בתכלית הבריאות, ושאל התרקע והמעוגות המצילות, Yidchu samei amavet kulam velo yizikuhu. Just as a person who is very healthy and he eats all kinds of unhealthy things, he says tareka, which was some kind of a cure-all, and meugot, different types of cakes that they make for healing. So if you have a person who's very healthy, and you have someone who drinks these different cures, so that could push off the different poisons, and he won't be harmed by them. It's like a guy taking the flu shot today. Ken ha'nefesh ha'briyah b'tachlit ha'briyut, by the same token, a soul that's completely healthy and nichsef le'mitzvot v'osah otan tareka ha'chashuvim, who's constantly focused on mitzvot, and they are his cure all. Titcha ha'sibot ha'mezikot kulan, that could push off the different forms of harm. וזאתי מעלת רבי חנינה בן דוסה והדומים אליו. And that's the level of Rabbi Chanina ben Doso and those who are like him. There are people on that level. So he also says there are unique people on that level. He's just saying they illustrate to us a concept that is applicable to all. Don't say, well, it's on their level and it has nothing to do with me. So that's what we said too. We just said that at the end of the day, you do have to take your medicine, you do have to go to a doctor, a person does have to take care of himself. But this idea that we see by Rabbi Chanina ben Doso to the extreme is applicable to us, each of us on our level.